All right, this is the XYBA podcast.
This is Josh.
This is Andy.
This is Eric.
That's our intro.
The intro song that you just heard is by Clutch. Andy brought it in. The song is called 1-0-0-0-1-1-1-0-1-0-1.
What does that equate out to in binary code?
It means high. But
I think it might have been used in Prey. I think it was in the jukebox.
Oh, really?
There was a Clutch song in there. I don't remember which one.
I started getting back on Prey, but
yeah, well, you're cheating boosting.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nobody's online, so. But,
just to log on, play with one guy, and they would just kill each other for 6 hours to get achievements.
It wasn't like 6 hours, it was like 4 hours. But this is gonna be like a gaming podcast.
About games, by gamers. And we won't do any of that crap like they do in other ones where they, you know, talk about buying knives and stock options and stuff like that. I've heard podcasts where they just ramble on and on about
it. I'd like to point out that I don't think Eric and I have ever listened to a podcast.
We don't really know what you're talking about.
I told Eric you should listen to One Up Yours. That one's hilarious.
Their website is ridiculous.
It's slow, isn't it?
Every time I go on, I have to, like, right-click whatever's scrolling through and stop it from playing and looping, and then I can click on something and it'll actually...
Alright, the way we're going to do this is we're going to talk about games we're currently playing, go into game news. What?
What?
Yeah. I have a personal conversation.
What?
Knives and stocks that you don't want recorded.
Then we'll go into stuff like what we want, what we'd like to see in the next-gen systems or what we think should be, like, in the systems now. And then we'll try to throw in, a pitch-a-game idea. Games we're looking forward to. Rant about whatever, wrap it up, and then you guys get some outro music by me, which I haven't picked yet. Or we're going to do that David Bowie? You want to do that?
Sure.
For the outro? Sure. Hi, Eric.
Space Odyssey.
I don't have it.
We'll get it.
All right. I was going to edit this today, so. All right, so games we're currently playing. Who wants to go first?
I've been playing a lot of the Crackdown demo. That's what I've been doing with my time. I keep finishing it or maxing out different stats, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait until it comes out, and then the next day I play it again.
It's fun. I have Tori playing. She likes.
Traded him for mature. How old is she? Like 13.
All she does is she just likes driving because she likes Burnout. So
I don't like that. I'm driving it at all. I throw cars at people.
I like just kicking the shit out of cars and then have it like hit people as they slide across. And
I found out today that you can, if you get your strength up enough, you can pick up a car that people are still in.
Yeah, you can kick them while they're still in it and they'll die inside. You'll just see their bodies like laying inside. Looks pretty tight. But every time you kick it, blood comes out of the bottom of the car. Which I don't understand. doesn't make any sense.
So what you playing, Eric?
Wii Sports? Playing. I actually got to your house late because I was playing Wii Sports with my grandmother.
Oh my god.
My sister has played for a total of like 2 hours prior to the day, and she bowled a 200 and beat. I've also been playing... What real game have I been playing?
That will be in my rant.
No, what real game?
Grandmas and Wii Sports. I'm tired of these people.
It's a game the whole family can enjoy.
I've been playing Magical Star Signs, which is on the DS. It's this shitty RPG game. I shouldn't have bought it, but it's got like horrible dialogue. And you do... basically, you fucking just do the same magic and kicks over and over again. But I just want to see how it ends. I'll let Belle and Tori have it after. I'll let Belle and Tori have it after I'm done. And, of course, Gears of War, Lost Planet.
Gears of War. Been playing those two.
Lost Planet, I hate.
Eric beat Gears of War. First one I ever beat Gears of War with. We spent 10 hours straight on it, but now he doesn't like it.
I don't like the multiplayer. I don't know who's on my team and who's not.
I have that problem too. So like, sometimes everybody just looks the fucking same. Even if, sometimes they look like locusts, and I'm like...
And every time that the one time that I played the multiplayer online, everybody was dead before I, walked 10 feet. And I was like, what just happened? And they're like, it's just you left. And I'd be like, we just won. And I'd be like, okay.
But that can't be true. Who the hell's talking to you while everybody's dead?
Me.
Oh, because you guys are in the same room.
As me.
Okay.
I don't wear a headset.
They don't have those on the Wii.
No.
So where to plug it in.
You're not allowed to talk to people on the Nintendo internet connection.
Because they don't want predators after the kids.
I'm glad. I'm stupid Xbox at your house and you're like 6-year-olds. Totally pwned you in. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, is it pwned or pawned?
It's pwned.
Is it pwned? I always thought it was like pawned your ass.
No, it's pwned.
I was like, oh, he just got pawned. Like at a store. I've been playing Lost Planet. It's brought me back to wanting to throw my controller across the room because that game is so fucking retarded.
Yes, I need to beat it. I've been on the last guy on Lost Planet for forever.
See, and then you made fun of me because I heard that it's Earth and then you're like, it's not Earth.
It's not Earth.
Then how do you know? You haven't even beat it though.
It's not Earth.
It's Earth.
It's not Earth.
I don't know.
But I'm on that fucking robot where he's breaking up the ground and lava's coming up and it's just so fucking hard. He always ends up just smashing the shit out of me, so I'm on foot half the time, running in circles around pillars. It's just one room. You could shoot
the big tank?
Yeah, the big tank.
Yeah, with the little tanks. I know exactly what you're talking about. No, no.
All I did there was I just hit, they got the pillars kind of near where you first come in.
Mm-hmm.
Just go down there, stand, be on foot, and just run around and just throw grenades at him and shoot him.
Yeah, that's what I did. I got him down pretty far, and then I was like, I ran out of fucking ammo.
That happens.
So, and I hate that game because it's like Capcom took like a fucking old 1980s how to build a video game model and was like, let's apply it. You got fucking shoot shit in the soft spot, got a big boss at the end of each level, and I was like, this is fucking retarded. And then I got to then I got to this one part.
That's the way all video games should be.
No, it's like, that's so stupid. And then I get to this one part, and it's like, you gotta jump up fucking platforms. It's like, I get to this platform, jump to the next, and that's all I do. I don't fight anybody. It's like, wow, I made it to the top. And I was like, what the fuck is this, Super Contra? And it was like, I don't know.
It is retarded.
You can't stop playing.
It pisses me off. I want to beat it. And then now, I just started playing Splinter Cell because I spoke with Charlie last night. He's like, yeah, I've been playing Splinter Cell. And I was like, I gotta get that.
That's a good game.
It's fucking hardest one. Have you got it for the Wii? Because I saw it's out on the Wii. Uh-huh. It's hard.
Is it going to be like how the last Splinter Cell was out for, was that system, the GameCube?
It's like, we're...
You'd have to walk across the street to get to the next level.
That's what it was. We were playing that co-op, and it was like, we're like, what do? We just walked across the street. It's like, next level.
It was kind of weak.
Yeah, whatever. That's why I don't have it for the Wii. Although, I don't know, I've been playing Mario 64 on the Wii. I downloaded it, and on Monday, Mario Kart.
Don't you have Mario 64 on the DS?
I got rid of that one.
And
the DS version was slightly different than the 64 version.
Didn't they make it, like, with more stuff?
There's kind of less stuff.
Oh, like, was it? I thought they added more.
Like, some of the things you do for stars on the DS would just be, like, repeat the same task again, but quicker or something. But on the 64 version, it was like actually like more different things you had to do.
Yeah.
Plus, that's like easily one of the three greatest video games ever made.
So you just gave Nintendo
$10
for each. You paid them three times for the same fucking game.
Yeah, I probably bought it like 4 or 5 times actually. Cause I'm sure I got rid of my 64, and then I bought another 64 and bought.
He loves Nintendo. Nothing wrong with that. Just because Eric's a fanboy.
I'm not a fanboy. I'm not a fanboy because I won't defend everything they do, and I won't sit here and tell you that I think the other systems suck.
You do all the time. You're like this Sony PlayStation controller is retarded. This Xbox controller, the layout is stupid.
Why on Halo 2 does the punch hurt me so much?
Why does the punch hurt so much?
I don't know. Why does...
Don't tell me that you have shields that protect you from bullets.
But if
someone punches you or kills you, is retarded.
Why does Mario shoot fire out of his hands after touching a flower? Who cares?
But that game is completely based not in reality. Halo is supposed to be like a futuristic war.
But the chief could flip a tank over with one hand.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I bet that's based on reality.
Not really. All right, on to gaming news. You can go first, Andy. You got some news.
Phone's going off.
I don't hear a phone.
I hear it in my headset.
I heard it.
How good are those headsets? I don't hear shit.
I didn't hear the phone. I heard like the, the interference when your phone's about to go off. All right, game news. Let's talk about porn.
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray, HD, DVDs, the new DVD format, wars, I declare them over. HD, DVD wins. Congratulations, HD, DVD.
And Charlie just bought the PlayStation 3. And he's buying a new HD TV too, with HDMI.
But the reason I say that it's over is because Sony is not allowing any pornography to be put on Blu-ray.
They're not allowing it? I thought
they're not allowing it.
Going to HD.
No, the porn industry, some companies wanted to do Blu-ray. Even though HD DVD is cheaper and easier to manufacture, some of them wanted to do Blu-ray. Sony said, no, you cannot. And that's the same thing they did with the Betamax.
And that's why VHS won. They're like, we don't learn from history at all. What's this history you guys talk about?
I mean, maybe they'll have some luck since it's the modern age, and who puts porn on DVDs anyways? You just download it.
But... Yeah. I think now, I thought downloading content was going to be the way to go. Like AT&T does it now? Xbox 360?
Movies haven't gone that way already anyway. Then we still are buying Blu-ray players.
Well, you know, there's this thing called Xbox Live, and you can download movies on that. Yeah.
What does it take, like 6 days?
No, it's actually, apparently their compression is extremely small. It's like, what, gig for an hour-long movie or some shit like that. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's almost like DVD quality.
I mean, like, I would suggest Josh downloads them.
Because they're why?
Yes.
And it's February 4th. He's on cable.
Congratulations.
No more complaining about lag. So
now you have to find something else to blame for your poor performance.
You're like, God damn this Comcast.
My stupid dog is biting me.
I mean, I got more, but
go for it. Yeah. And then I'll go through mine, and then Eric can go through his weed list.
I didn't bring news.
Yeah.
I didn't do any research.
He's like, I don't even want to be here.
Why are we doing this?
We don't even have someone to defend the PlayStation 3. Like, I gotta pick that up, because I honestly think it's probably gonna be better than the 360.
Oh, I agree. I just think the company's retarded. Charlie will be here next time. And then we'll have the guy who works at Grant. He'll talk about PC.
I got a little bit of PC news. There's a new format coming out. You're sitting too close to the mic to be doing that.
I'm amazed it's picking up.
There's this new engine called Multiverse that's coming out. It's for massive online games, so a bunch of people can play the same games. But it's the same engine so that companies don't have to invest millions into their new game for online, and they all can use just the same format. It looks pretty interesting. It's actually, who's behind it? James Cameron is actually behind it.
Titanic.
Yes.
He did do Terminator, so.
He also did the Aliens.
Yeah.
But,
the Titanic memorial would be cool.
You know how the game ends.
I checked out a couple. There's a demo. There's a pre-beta out for it right now, but I couldn't get to work last night. But it looks kind of interesting. One thing I am excited about for it, though, is that there is a Firefly game coming out on it in the year 2008.
Really?
Yep.
You watch Firefly?
Yep. Josh Whedon's Firefly. Short-lived. Great series.
Made a movie.
It did make a movie.
Also, what's it called? Movie. Firefly?
That was called Serenity. What was the name of the ship?
Okay, what else you got?
A lot of beta tests going on nowadays with Xbox Live.
Yeah.
I'm still on the waiting list for Shadowrun. They refuse to pick me. They make me cry every week.
And the Halo. Neither Halo me, 3. You, or Charlie got in.
Yeah, but that beta test hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
The Shadowrun one has been going on for a while. But I just think it's a good idea that a lot of these companies are starting to do more beta testing like this with the public so that when they're like, oh, our game worked fine with our 8 people playing it in our
Saints Row
studio. And then when 1,000 people logged on, it for some reason crashed.
It doesn't even crash, it just goes Blood City, man. Prey, Saints Row. God, that was fucking horrible. I mean, it was funny at first. We were all, like, laughing during Saints Row when nobody was moving and we're just dying from nothingness. But after, like, 20 minutes, we were like, this is fucking retarded.
I still enjoyed it, but Josh and Charlie did not.
I wanted to play! I didn't buy the game so I can play Bloods.
We've never had any problems when we were in our lobby killing each other.
Yeah, it was totally fine in the lobby. They should have fucking built those in the lobby. That would have been better.
But I just think it's a good idea that they do more beta testing.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the beta testing, although sometimes it could backfire. For example, I participated in Final Fantasy XI beta test.
Mm-hmm.
And after I played it for a week, I said, I'm not going to buy this game. It sucks.
Well, they do that with the demos too. Like, I'm never going to buy Snowman.
Yeah, that was another thing is that sometimes the demos make you not want to buy the game or make you want to buy the game, but like I wasn't going to buy Lost Planet because of the original demo that came out for it, but then I got really bored, so I went out and bought it.
And I wish Ashley would have talked to you about Scott Planet. Yeah. Game drives me nuts. I just want to smash them. Omega?
Omega?
Tar Heuer? Not wireless for the 360? Or no wireless, and there's no fucking online play for Guitar Hero?
Do I have online on the PlayStation 2 version?
No, but it's like, what the? You're going to bring it to Xbox and not even make it go online? It's two people. How hard could that be? They said it was a timing issue, and I was like, it's fucking dots scrolling on a screen. You can't sync that up.
With somebody who's like you, and it's all laggy.
That's too bad. We lag during Gears of War, and we lose. Those people are going to suffer.
That doesn't seem like a game that would be worth a damn playing in a different room from someone, I don't think.
Yeah, I do like it when there's two people next to each other playing it.
I've never played it.
Well, I'm going to still get it, and then I'll bring my guitar over, and we'll rock out, because I know Santana was saying he really wants
to get it. How much are the guitars?
Dude, they're like fucking $90 for the 360 one. But I think that's with the game. I don't know what it's separately. It's probably going to be like $70,
$80.
It's like...
You pay $10 for the game.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's fucking expensive on the PlayStation. I think it's like $80 or 60, 70, something like that for the extra guitar. But at least this one is white and it's stickers on it. They give you stickers to apply.
This is what we come to.
I was, I was a little disappointed, though, that it's not going to be online play.
But at least there's stickers.
And no wireless, because I want to be able to take, like, I don't want to fucking...
You want to do a power slide?
No, I want to fucking... I want to slam the, like, you swing it around, and the guitar goes around, and then you catch it on the rebound, and then play like that. Because you know you get extra points for doing this with it.
Doing this. Everybody is like, what? Doing what? Doing what?
Where you, like, I don't know what it's called, but...
I can't see what you're doing.
How many fingers am I holding?
Jerk.
But where you move the neck of the guitar up really quick, and it'll give you extra points when you do it on certain parts. But yeah, I figured that'd be cool. Fucking sling it around.
Your word for it.
You're Van Halen it. That's all.
I don't know.
Dub the term.
I'd like to power slide.
I don't know how the fuck you would know you're power sliding.
Just for fun. I'm not saying it has to give me points.
You're gonna power slide on your carpet. It's like, oh, my fucking knees. They hurt.
Top selling game of December was Gears of War and Guitar Hero.
You know, Gears of War is up for 10 different awards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Deserves it.
It's up for overall game of the year, console game of the year, outstanding innovation in gaming.
Where's coming from?
Outstanding achievement in animation, outstanding achievement in art direction, outstanding character performance.
This is the first video game that was ever made that's so dark you can barely see anything. We didn't have to put any detail in it. Because we just made it where you read it.
That was just that time when we were playing it on the data projector.
No, the regular game, the one player game. And then they specifically tell you, like, stay out of the lit areas or you'll die.
No, what? Not stay out of the lit areas, stay out of the dark areas.
Whatever.
Did you even play it?
No.
Disney's gonna start making some mega multiplayer online games. Like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Are they using multiverse?
I don't know. I'm just
should have done some research. You guys should have got together on this thing.
Toy Story.
Shut up. That's interesting.
Do you get to play as a toy? Like, are you a toy character?
They didn't go into details. I got the fuck, you can just read the link.
It's on joystick.com.
/2007/01
Can't you just put some kind of link on the
website? Godfather's coming to the Wii. You gonna get that? Didn't you play Godfather?
Yeah, I are.
Is it fun?
I enjoyed it.
I know you don't like the Grand Theft Auto sandbox thing.
I might play it.
But you liked Holt.
I like Holt. I'm just not big on, like, it's just too repetitive so quickly. It's like, all of them are like, whoa, now you gotta go beat the old Mexicans in a race. Now you have to beat the black people in a race. Like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just driving a car. Whoopie freaking Buddha.
There's no racing in Godfather.
Yeah.
Well, I'm discussing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, in Godfather, basically, you go around and there's three or four other families.
It's expanded for the Wii, though, because there's so much magic.
Is it really expanded for the Wii?
There's more stuff on the Wii version than on the 360 version.
Weird.
There's, like, more, like, the buildings apparently look very similar to each other in the 360.
Yeah.
On the Wii, they're actually going to be different buildings, like, for the different houses, and there's more families or something, I guess, that you don't.
And there's going to be bricks that you can jump over, or if you hit them from underneath, coins come out of.
Yep.
The guy's gonna have a mustache. He's gonna be named.
But
Mario.
The thing that you probably won't like about it that's repetitive is that you gotta go and take over, like, businesses, like, protection. So sometimes you go in, you beat up a person, or you beat up his customers, you smash up his store.
Once
you
I start like that. Like,
once
Saints
you start
Road
getting
that.
More powerful, then you just walk in and say, I'm taking over, and they're like, okay.
The best part of it, Saints Row was fucking mayhem. Just going around, just blowing up as much property damage as you can get. So I just get in a car, start smashing, like, chairs and stuff, because you get, rack up the points that way. Hit cops, cars, damages, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Gears of War was like, they said it's not coming to the PC. Now they are saying it's coming to the PC. Hopefully it'll be.
Let's get back to these awards for 1 second. Who nominated for, and these awards for who? Like,
I don't know.
Spike I didn't Video do that Game much. Awards.
I didn't do that much research into it.
Xbox 360
But it's getting awards.
Show hosted by Xbox 360.
No, it's actually
host.
Nintendo. Windows
don't be
awards.
Hating on the action adventure game of the year
is
nomination.
Is it an action adventure game?
I didn't know that one. I was like, I don't know. I can see action, but not adventure.
There's no adventure to it. But yeah, I hope it, like Shadowrun, Halo 2, how they're gonna, if it does come to the PC, do the cross platform thing where Xbox 360 people can play PC people. That'd be nice.
Some people with PCs in certain games have an advantage. Maybe not that one, but like
that's the argument on
the
internet.
The guy from Shadowrun said they thought that's what it was going to be, but they said that people have gotten so used to controllers that people with the controllers were actually owning the guys who were on the PC. So they said they had to readjust the controllers and stuff. and less on the PC side. But they said, like, Shadowrun, they tweak it so much that you can't tell if you're playing somebody's on a PC or an Xbox 360 set. It seems.
Well, that's one reason why Gears might not go to, even if it does go to PC, you might not have the cross-platform thing, because they do that when they're building the game to make sure that it's kind of even.
You think it'd be better on the PC? I think it'd be better on the controller.
I think it'd be better on the controller, but.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, it doesn't.
Not really a big sniping game.
Yeah. More of a shotgun game.
Primitive concept.
And the chainsaw.
Sorry, we don't have the wacky going on.
Oh, and just one more thing about Gears, though. Second game ever to be used in Major League Gaming professional tournaments.
What's the other one?
Halo 2.
Yeah. You might have heard of it. Oh, yeah. Was it Mario or Zelda?
Smash Bros.
Castlevania? No.
So I'm pretty sure they play Smash Brothers in a lot of competitive gaming tournaments.
What?
I'm sorry.
Do they?
Tell me if you want, but I'm pretty sure Smash Brothers is...
But you have to get people together. You gotta get people together from different things, and there'd be no leakage.
That's how I think most, like, actual video game tournaments are. It's like a group of people that together places in the world. Not like, hey, let's all log on to the internet at the same time and join a lobby. Well, that sounds like a retarded one. People can sit at home with their Cheetos smothered all over their face, 280 pounds of stupid.
Yes.
What's that about? Man.
I'm just saying.
I'd like to point out that I do not like Cheetos.
I'm vegan, so I can't eat Cheetos. Unless they make some vegan cheese.
You know, it's not made out of real cheese.
It's got some type of animal cheese in there. But, Eric, you might like these. Check them out. Nike's making some, or Nintendo's got some shoes.
I saw the Mario shoes.
Yeah, they got stars on them. Wow, you know you like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, I'm actually kind of a shoe person, so I'm not that big on them.
And there's this other thing where they're saying people are going to make GameCube games, but not for the GameCube console, just so they can sell on Wii downloads.
I think you read that correctly.
Did I read it wrong?
I think they're making GameCube games now, even though the system is dying, because they're infinitely cheaper to make, and even though not that many people necessarily have a GameCube,
they know
the Wii's are selling like crazy, and if they can get people to be like, hey.
Same thing.
But then they still have to go out and buy a GameCube controller.
Saints Row rumored to go to PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm. See, you're such a hater on Saints Row. Josh talks about it a lot.
That's just news.
You talked about it all
It was a
the
good
time.
Game, and except for I got the fucking buggiest disc, and then that multiplayer pissed me off.
I like that he was like, he called me one day, he was like, I'm returning this game. He took it back, and like 2 months later, I was looking at his Xbox, and he still had it as his theme.
No, I didn't. Did I? I thought I switched that out with Gears of War once that came out.
Yeah, it was before Gears came out.
I didn't want to switch it back to that Halo game because that thing is just horrible. Like a shitty-ass blue pattern. I saw Wii News came out yesterday.
Yeah, Wii News. I got it.
Awesome.
I haven't actually gone onto it because my Wii is so far from my Wi-Fi adapter that it takes a while to actually download the AP wire. So not really work. I mean, I'm stuck in the news every day. I don't really see it on my video game.
Can't you just like customize it for sports then?
I haven't actually found all the way into it. I downloaded the upgrade to the system so that it shows up.
That's what Charlie said. He said, like, you can actually customize it pretty nicely. And, like, it's got, like, a globe, and you turn it, it'll tell you news from different parts of the world. And I said, that's pretty tight.
I use the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the same way.
I like the Wii Weather Channel.
It's nice to have. The Weather Channel is nice.
Why is that on a gaming console? They don't have a DVD player on there, but they fucking throw a Weather Channel on there?
Because I hear that some of the Wii games, when you are done playing, it says, now go outside and play.
Really?
When you play Wii Sports, it says, why don't you take a break? Pause the game by pressing plus sign, and then there's a picture of outside.
So they're basically telling people, don't use our product every once in a while. Yes. Okay.
So they gotta give you the weather so you know if it's a safety
well, get out there, you fat bastards.
And, you know...
Jog to the store while you're buying your Cheetos.
It's a game for kids.
Fucking Cheetos.
Just like all video games are made for kids, and people just want to say Nintendo are specifically made for kids when all video games are
No, Nintendo made. Makes it for kids, except for when they put out good games like Resident Evil.
Which is easily better than any game that came out for any of the systems.
Oh, that was a great fucking game.
It was awesome.
I don't know why they didn't... If I was the people who did Resident Evil, I'd say, I'm just gonna...
That's why it boggles my mind when people like say they don't expect Wii graphics to be any good. Like, not that I expect Wii to... I'm not one of these idiots who thinks like the best Wii games are gonna look like mediocre 360 games, but they probably won't get that good. But like Resident Evil, I think blows the doors off of any even Xbox game from last generation.
Yeah, it was tight.
And the Wii is more powerful, like way more powerful than the GameCube.
Yeah, it, Which in the GameCube was basically on par with 360. Because like whenever I'd go play Splinter Cell at your place, I was like, this looks fucking good. It looks just I thought the colors were even better than the 3 or the Xbox.
I think it could probably run good stuff, just it didn't have the memory. It wasn't as powerful to run.
Yeah, everything had to fucking load. It's like, I'm going to go upstairs, load. I'm going to go into this room, load. Cross the street, load. Yeah. I don't know why they don't, the thing can handle the fucking graphics. Just fucking do it. I don't know why they don't. They had those numbers come out, the MPDs or whatever, and the DS sold the most units during December.
What is the MPD? The DS is blowing everything away. Yeah. The whole year, period. It doesn't matter.
And it's like, who sold the most units? It's like DS and then PlayStation 2.
Yep.
And then the 360. It's like, it's just weird. Older systems.
I will say, even though I support 360, you know, they were out all year, whereas.
Yeah.
But were those numbers just for that one month, though?
Yeah, it's just for the month to see who can win.
Even though they were actually
the year.
Were able to.
Did I say the year? Well, they round up the year, but these were the December things that they're talking about. But I'm pretty sure DS won for the year.
Fair amount, you know, Microsoft has been out for a year and is able to, like, mass produce their systems.
Yeah, but also, Nintendo, Wii, and PlayStation, they had a year to get it right and look at Microsoft's mistake.
So Microsoft has down their predictions for sales for the 360 for the upcoming quarter.
Oh, did they? They're not going to say we're going to sell 6 million more by March or some shit that.
I understand Microsoft thinks that they're competitively priced compared to the PlayStation 3 and that people who are making a decision between the two will go to the 360, but why not just be like, we've been out for a year, cut the price a little bit, and just be like, even more of an incentive. Because they're giving Sony a chance to catch up right now. When Sony gets games out, which they will, they're going to probably beat the crap out of Xbox. Maybe not necessarily in this country. I mean, they'll probably get close to even par in this country, but I'm pretty sure 3 months in, they'll already have sold more wool.
They'll definitely need to fucking start hammering out more 360s now before the PlayStation does come out. The games that people want to play on it, that'll actually sell the system.
And no matter what anybody says, the 360 is not going to get developers to make games for the Japanese market to actually sell systems over there.
Blue Dragon?
I think they should just stop with the Japanese market.
I know, fuck them. It's like the Japanese Japanese don't care about anything coming from America. If Xbox 360 was made in if it was made in Japan, then people would buy it.
But why should they? Like, no games appeal to their they have such a weird market over there. Like
that's what's weird too, is there's people who like that Japanese style video game in America, and yet Japan doesn't really market to us either.
That's the only good thing about the Wii is that they have to bring some of those games over because those are their biggest things right now. Like Cooking Mama. That game is probably gonna be fun as hell, and
5-year-old girls
would have never come out, but it's coming out in America now because with Nintendo they have to just be like,
do you have that on the DS too?
I was thinking about buying it one day. Looks fun. Probably more fun than that RPG you're playing.
Oh, anything's great. Don't get that fucking Magical Stars in. The dialogue, is just fucking retarded. It's cheesy ass Japanimation dialogue.
But yeah, I was reading an interesting article the other day. It was talking about the difference between American games and Japanese games and how, most Japanese games are very linear. You gotta do this, you gotta do that, then you do this. Whereas American games go more towards sandbox, open-ended, you can do whatever you want. And Japanese people tend to not like those kinds of games.
Yeah.
But see, when you're talking about how some American people really like the Japanese-style games, we have a lot more people, so we have a lot more diversity, so they can market more here. Whereas if there's the same percentage of the populace that likes American games in Japan, it's a lot really lower small, number, so I think they should just forget about it. Just send it over there. Whoever buys it does. But don't be targeting all this stuff for, we gotta get Japanese
market. Gotta own this market. It's who cares? It seems is it even a big market?
It's a huge difference.
Is it a big market?
Nintendo and Sony will both surpass Microsoft 6 in months that region. This year.
Fuck
worldwide, they'll pass them because of how much they'll kick their ass in Japan.
Is there that much many more gamers in Japan?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know the numbers.
The systems are made there for a reason.
Where's your research?
Yeah, where's your work?
Asshole.
Well, I was going to bring up a thing about,
that's my other thing, though. I don't care who's number one, as long as they keep making games that I can buy.
That's the thing, though, is, trust me, liking Nintendo with the GameCube, which was a great system, the games that came out for it that were good were awesome, but the problem is, because they didn't sell that much, a lot of games were, Xbox, PlayStation 2 only, and didn't come to the GameCube because the developers were like, well, it's not worth making it for them, because they don't have that much of an installed base for us to go through the trouble.
I don't understand why know, they'll just make those. Make stupid fighting games that like people like and stuff. Just adapt those. Like,
Josh is pro port.
So yeah. I want you guys to tell me what the big 360 games coming out this year are that are going to contend with the Nintendo has all of their big releases. Are supposed
are you skipping ahead like two?
Yeah, you're skipping one ahead.
I didn't get a list.
I emailed it to everybody. What are you talking about? I said, hey, here's an agenda. And then fill in your stuff.
And I kept making fun of him for a secret agenda.
How long have we been talking about?
Secret agenda. Ghostbusters, did you guys watch that video?
Yeah.
I mean, it looked cool, like the graphics and stuff. Looked open-ended.
But they keep pulling it back. It was out there, and now they've taken all their videos down.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they're like, don't show those videos.
It didn't look exciting, though. He kept shooting ghosts that were just standing still. It's like,
zzzz. Were they ghosts? Because I love Ghostbusters, but from when I watched the video, it looked like the guy was just, like, shooting lights out with the ghost zapper. And I'm like, they never did that.
I think he was shooting ghosts.
And plus, like...
and blowing up buildings.
In the Ghostbusters, you didn't just, like, shoot ghosts.
You had to have the trap.
Where was the trap? You had to have a second guy kicking the trap under.
That's why you need a Wii for that game.
Okay. But I did like how he'd spray the building and then just shred and shit. But there's, like, a lot of people are speculating that, the holdup, if they couldn't get the game for that license, would be some asshole guy named Bill Murray or something like that. He's a prick.
The greatest actor ever. In the
They say that too, though. They think he's gonna hold it up. They think it's him.
He was one of the writers of the movie.
Yeah, they gotta clear it through him and those other dudes, and they think he's gonna hold it
up. As long as they don't make it. What was that? There was a Ghostbusters game, I think, for the Commodore 64.
Yes.
A couple Ghostbusters they're all horrible. Like, it's like, get in the car and drive to this building.
The one I remember, you go around, you bust ghosts, and you get so much money for it.
For
like,
gear.
And then you go and spend it on, like, the car or your gear and stuff like that.
That game was horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
What game from a movie is good, anyway?
Oh, now you're getting into my rants.
Yeah, my rant. Oh. Alright, that's all I got for news.
GoldenEye? I'm sorry, I'll just put that out there right now so that we don't have to wait for later. GoldenEye,
yeah. I always gotta hear about GoldenEye.
I'm just saying, it was a good game, and it was quasi-based off a movie, or a series.
See, the only games I like that are based on movies are ones that I never really watched the movie, so I like GoldenEye.
That's
right, never seen a Bond movie.
We mentioned the Halo 3 beta, three ways to get on. First way, I didn't get on.
Kidnap somebody.
Second way is to do the Halo crackdown,
which pisses me off.
I went to Best Buy and you saw. They gave me the fucking cover. I was like, what am I gonna do with this empty?
You gave me the whole case.
I know. It's like, what am I gonna do with this Xbox 360 case?
You just got somebody fired.
Yeah. And then the other way is February 1st. We're gonna play Andy. Play Halo 2.
February 1st is not a weekend.
Oh shit, you're right.
You
Thursday.
Told me it was like a Saturday.
It's Thursday.
But it's not.
I don't even think I can do
Thursday.
It now.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I'm not gonna be able to do it because you gotta. It's like 12 o'clock Eastern time, and you gotta play it for 3 hours.
My morning job.
And then you gotta jump on to Halo3.com.
Cause I kinda have work in the morning.
Well, that goes. Well, I got the crackdown, so I definitely got it. Alright, I'm out of news.
Moving on.
Alright.
I just need to put this out there while you're on the Halo topic. Why do people get excited over CG trailers?
I don't know. You don't get excited when you see Zelda stuff? Or Mario?
Nintendo doesn't do CG trailers for the most part. Nintendo is like, here's our game, this is what it's gonna look like. Like, they showed Smash Brothers for the first time ever, and it was like gameplay of Smash Brothers.
I am disappointed it wasn't gameplay, but they gotta feed them something.
Because you know it's not gonna look different than the last one. They're not gonna make, even though it's on a more powerful system, I guarantee you the game doesn't look that much.
I don't know.
And I don't think Halo 2 was pretty crappy looking considering the system it was on. So.
Hater.
That game is pretty fun. Although
I like all systems except for 360, PlayStation.
No, I
hate the Halo.
If I had the money, I'd probably buy a PlayStation.
If it doesn't have the big N on it, I... If it doesn't have a guy with a mustache.
I'm just waiting for them to come out with games that I want to play.
Would you be happy if the Chief took off his helmet and he looked like Mario?
Or Luigi. He doesn't care.
No.
Or if he was a Samus or whatever the dude is from Metroid.
That was
that
a woman.
Or woman.
Yeah.
That was the shock at the end of the
Halo.
First Metroid.
Halo.
It's got titties.
Did not. The balance between the guns is not that good. And that's, to me, what makes it break. Pretty much. Pretty
dude, you want to talk about unbalanced fucking Gears of War, that shotgun.
Well,
I'll save that for Randy.
So what's the next thing we're supposed to talk about then?
What we'd like, to see on next-gen system.
They're current-gen now, I
think. Or, no, well, even
next-gen will never happen because the PlayStation 3 is future-proof and everyone will own one eventually. So,
so then their commercials are a lie. They're never coming out with the PlayStation 9. You never seen that? Remember those commercials? They'd be like, PlayStation 9. And they got a guy fucking thing on his eyeball and he's playing the PlayStation 9 through his eyeball.
They didn't know at the time they were going to make a future-proof system.
With the Blu-ray that won't exist.
There's no such thing as a future-proof system. Unless you kill everybody whoever exists.
That doesn't even support 720p. But my things that I'd like to see is personal soundtrack.
Saint Truck already has that.
No, it doesn't. It's just
Saint Truck for the Wii.
Oh, for Wii. I thought you said Saint Rose. I don't know.
He said Saints Row.
Oh, he said Saints Row. I said.
But no, when you get out of the car, does the radio station keep playing? That's what I'd like. Like Saints Row. I'd like them to. And I heard they did this on San Andreas.
You know you can do that with any game on the 360.
No, but that's just no. That's just playing the player on top of your game.
Yes.
That's not the same thing. I want it to like.
You know, it stops the music in the game and then plays your music.
But in Saints Row, you get out of the car and you still hear it. It's like, well, how fucking loud is this system? I'd like it. I'd like it to like integrate.
So you want the guy to have like headphones, like he's got an MP3 player?
No, I don't know. No,
with a baseball bat.
When you're in the game and you're driving a car and you, I want them to take the songs out and then throw in my song so you can still hear the radio announcers talking. And I heard they did that with San Andreas. The radio announcer would talk and then it'd play your song and then you get out of the car and your songs would stop. But then you get back in your car and the songs would continue.
So you want your personal soundtrack with radio?
When it applies to like Saints Row.
So they're gonna be like, here's the song from.
Here's some song that track
number
picked.
7.
Well, then they'd have to read.
Here's a song that you requested.
It couldn't read the metadata. It couldn't have that weird voice come on. This is the song from Engine Down, and then throw it in there. But or they just have to edit the script so that the guy would never say it. They did it in San Andreas. That's what
I don't understand why you want to hear the DJ.
Yeah.
Just to. Never mind. And then
why would they just okay? Why not just
let's move on.
Why not just bring in between your music to be like some idiot on Southbound 2, which I don't understand why they haven't named the streets in those games, because that would make it so much better. If, like, you were in this major world, but they could be like, go to East Street, and you could figure out where East Street is, would be so much smarter than looking at your map and trying to figure out where the star is flashing and turning, like, down 7 side roads, which all connect for some reason.
Is this what you'd like to see next gen? Because I was still going.
Continue.
And then my other thing is invisible walls.
Yeah, they're
please.
Starting to get rid of those.
What are you talking about? Fucking Lost Planet had it. So I'm looking at a ledge, and I'm like, hey,
doesn't like the 360.
You're talking about the game that you said was like an 80s game.
So I see
of course
this...
they still have invisible walls.
So I see this ledge. I'm like, I'm going to jump up on this ledge and flank these fuckers. So I use my fucking grappling arm. Go up there. I can't get on the ledge. Why the fuck put the ledge there like I can do it?
Yeah, it's I had that stupid. Same problem with a lot of that game.
And then they'll be like, hey, like, you're getting shot at by these fucking mechs. And it's like, I'm gonna hide behind these pillars. You can't go behind the pillars. It's a whole big fucking invisible wall, like this whole section that looks open. Can't even run behind.
Yeah,
why
I like
design
the fact
it that way?
That on Lost Planet, they have made it so that you can grapple up and jump up so you can see the rooftop.
Yeah,
but
then you can't get
on
there. Why? Just make the building fucking taller. Or don't even put the ledges
see, that's
there.
Like, that's what Nintendo did with, like, Zelda. There's just, like, you know, rocks around, like, you know, mountains or something. Like, oh, you can't go any farther because...
There's mountains there.
Yeah.
Don't put it in... And Halo 2 was notorious for it. Drove me nuts. I was on Cairo Station. I'm like, ooh, I'll just go over here. Boing. What the hell is this wall
boing,
pushing?
I was the character that started to do that. The
boing.
What the hell is this?
I got the sound effect for that. I like, Crackdown looks like it's got rid of it. That's the worst sound ever.
Yeah, Crackdown seems to be doing pretty good. I don't understand why you can't smash fences in that game.
Some of them you can.
I haven't been able to.
Not a lot, but every once in a while.
Yeah, that's all I got for what I'd like.
But of course, that's not finished either. So I would just want a better matchmaking system. I mean, Halo 2 did it.
That's
last
just,
generation.
Yeah, that should have been the standard. Why is that not the standard? I don't get it.
And I've seen articles about it where they ask people from Halo 2 and they don't have like some kind of weird patent where people can't do that.
Yeah, they said they would let people know.
People were just like, we're going to make it impossible for you to play with your friends.
I'd like more sticks that you wave around.
No, I don't know.
I'd like a Wii shoe.
I would like to
so
be
I could
able
do
to
kicks.
Download demos for my DS to my Wii and then just transfer
cool.
them over. That way I can just get down like DS demos from the Wii. I think would be cool.
I don't know why they don't have that either.
They'll probably have it sooner rather than later.
They have them at like EB Games and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't
so
know
I'm
why.
I'm sure they'll happen eventually. Nintendo, they need to not do what I think they're going to do and just have, because the Wii has a code assigned to the Wii and they need to make that the friend code instead of
a code for each game.
A code for each game, which they're probably going to do.
Because they did it on the DS.
But the DS doesn't have its own system code, so you had to do it with it.
I'd like some kind of cool pad that you can run on and it makes your character run.
Not the power pad. You know
that
that was fun.
Track and run.
Maybe a glove I could wear. Which
with
doesn't
a
really work
on
for
it.
A lot, so I have to push buttons on it.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm just saying. They try some stuff. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Dude, the power pad is fun.
fun.
No, yeah, it is.
I said I wanted it.
You just hear me? They turned it into Dance Dance Revolution.
The glove, I could have done without, although there was that movie.
The Wizard. Let me borrow that. Was that you or Sean? I think it was Sean.
Probably. That movie is awesome.
It's got, like, Fred Savage.
It's when they're like, and they're playing a never-before-seen game. Super Mario 3. That game was awesome. Also, one of the best games ever.
Best game ever. So there's no you.
It was pretty fun.
It was fun, but it's like you'd be like, "Man, that's the best game ever made."
You should have stopped playing here.
I didn't say it was the best. I said it's one of the best.
I think people abuse that phrase. Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on. Sure. Pitch a game idea. Now you guys said in the car ride over, you had nothing.
I got one.
What is it?
I would like, and it would probably have to be on the PC, I would like a good Shadowrun RPG. The way the game was meant to be. It's a role-play game. Like, one that's coming out, it's a shooter. Fine, I'm going to get it.
I'm going to get it.
I want to play it.
I want to beat some people.
But it's not really what Shadowrun was all about. They tried it a couple other times. It was on Sega before. It was on Super Nintendo. And those were fine games, but they weren't really Shadowrun.
Not talking about Nintendo, Eric's like, oh god.
I just don't know what Shadowrun is.
It's gonna be the first.
Every time I go to like the I go to the 360 pages on like the website, the video game websites, but it's always like a review of like Battle Stations Midway or like the Unreal game is coming to
PC. Shadowrun is set in the future. There's technology, you got cyberware, you've got like, you know, computers in your head, you got the internet is like something you can actually physically, well, not physically, but you transfer your consciousness into it. They explore around in it. There's like, you know, cyber arms, cyber legs. You can basically become part robot.
Okay.
But there's also magic in the world. So it's like basically technology versus magic, and there's a number of different races.
So instead of the old RPG methods of you can either be the guy with the axe or the magician, you can be the bionic powerful guy.
And there's magic in it too. Like you get stuff to learn to fly, go through walls.
Yeah, well that's the shooter. You can pick technology or magic or both. But the more technology you have, the less magic.
And it's cross-platform, which is nice. So we'll be able to play against people on the PC.
But it would make, I think it would make a good online, like, multi-user game.
And then people are going to say, hey, well, make a Halo RPG. And they are.
I'm less thrilled about that than I would be about a Shadowrun game.
Because that's what the original Halo
was. I want to see a Halo real-time, what do you call those? Real-time
strategy?
It is. It's like red and blue.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Halo Wars.
I wouldn't play it because it would probably be boring. But
maybe you could punch people in it.
Yeah.
It's like a whole army just melee people.
Forward, six spaces. Punch.
Six spaces. What if they came out with a Mario RTS?
Nintendo already has the RTS.
Do they really for Mario?
No. They have their own IP. It's called Battalion Wars.
I'd like to see, and this would, I'd get the Wii if they made this game. I've heard people talking about a good fucking Star Wars game for the Wii. It would be the best. You don't think.
Say it again.
What?
Say it again.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot. Star Wars.
Oh, that's funny. Star Wars. Right. I like the Star Wars. Star Wars. I don't pronounce my R's. Star Wars.
Star Wars game. But I think that would be the best game, man. It'd be like, if they made it, if Lucas was like, let's just give it to Nintendo and Nintendo, you guys make it.
I would be fine if Lucas signed off on it and had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it would be great.
Sell out. I hate him. Yeah, wow. I said it.
All right.
Somebody just got angry. I want to see Luigi Mansion for the week. Luigi's Mansion.
Well, we're fucking talking about the Star Wars one. What is this Luigi Mansion? You just jump back
on it. I thought we were done with that. Continue.
You don't think that would be great, though, with the Wii? And you got your lightsaber and you're blocking and shit?
It would be, and it could have the sound effect coming out
of the controller.
Exactly, yeah. There you go. It would be awesome.
I think it'd be great.
You could use the nunchuck to do the force. You could move the nunchuck.
I didn't even think of that. I was thinking it'd be the pistol, but the fucking force would be even better.
I like that.
Swirl it around, be the wind ones and stuff. All right, what was yours? Luigi something.
Luigi's Mansion. That was just something I thought of 2 seconds ago, but I didn't bring anything. Luigi's Mansion was fun for the GameCube, and it would work a lot better on the Wii. Just what it is you go, you had to like clear ghosts out of a mansion that you wanted to Well, look, Jack is. Sorry, we're not talking about Halo 6.
Okay,
so, Luigi.
The broken controls.
The broken controls. It's innovative. My grandma plays
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, I thought, like, I don't like the way controls are mapped on first-person shooters, even for the GameCube, where it's like...
Well, I guess I'll bring...
I think walking and turning should be mapped to the same joystick, and scraping and looking up and down should be mapped to the same joystick. I don't want to, like...
I think you can do that, though, can't you? On some of them, they'll have that
reset. But they don't put that much effort into them, so they're never as good as they should be. It should work appropriately, but it doesn't.
I'll jump backwards, because this is something that Charlie would probably have brought up, but things we'd like to see in next gen or in this gen, it's fucking mappable bolts. Like,
I was going to say that exactly. Exact same thing about when I for the classic games that I've downloaded for the Wii.
Yeah.
Like, I want certain buttons to do certain things. Like, in equated, like, when I work it into my brain, how I want the button presses to be are different than what they have them set up to be, and I can't...
And they give you, like, three options on their button.
You have no options on the Wii.
Oh, really?
They give you what it is, and that's it.
Dead Rising? Fucking perfect example of a game that definitely needed to be have some fucking mappable buttons. And it's like, this is next gen. Just let us program what we want to do what. And if people think that's a disadvantage, be like, hey, here's how I map my buttons. Do the same. Asshole. I think it'd be great.
That's the biggest problem I have with the Xbox.
Like, if I want to cheat, then I should be...
companies should still put cheats in games. Like, why are they taking the cheats out? Because, like, oh, you can get... Just make it so you don't get achievements. What the hell?
A lot of games do.
Why do people like achievements?
I love them. As you can see by my gamer score.
I kind of like them, but yeah. I like them because it...
There are a lot of games, though, that they have cheats still on for the 360, but if you use them, you don't get achievements.
That doesn't mean...
What, you want, like, games up, down, cheats. Down, left, right,
sure.
Left?
Sure. Tony Hawk should have cheats. The net game, which looks amazing and it's pretty fun, is so dirt slow that it bothers me now when I play it. It's like, why does my guy move so slow?
I like how it moves.
Yeah, I've got Wasteland, and Wasteland they still have the cheats, but Project 8 doesn't have cheats, and I just fall down all the time and break my head open.
It's not even that. It's like, I get so frustrated now because it's like, I'm riding up to things, and I'm like, I'm not a good skateboarder, and I go a crap load faster than it feels like than what this guy is doing.
But I always thought the other ones were way too fast.
I think, a little too fast, but this is almost like, how am I going to make it down these 18 steps going this fast? That's not real.
And how far, I saw that you got pretty fucking a lot of achievement points on Wasteland. How did you do that manual thing?
Now you're getting so serious.
You know what I'm talking about? You meet that one guy so you can get to the graffiti thing, and you got to manual down under that underground part, and you have to manual the whole fucking way in between the cones.
I put it in a cheat code.
Oh, is that how you did it? But still got the
Are you talking about the slide thing?
No. I could do that. You have to meet the guy, the Chico, which they put in there. But when he talks, he doesn't say Chico, but in the words it says Chico, or maybe it's the other way. But you meet him, and you got him...
I put in cheat code.
Oh, did you? But didn't you just say you can't get achievement points for it?
I said most games.
Well, let me borrow that again, and then I'm going to put in the cheat code. Is that fucking
American Wasteland off? Did not do that.
Because, dude, you got to manual this long fucking way, and I'll be sitting there manualing.
I played Wasteland.
And then you get to the... Did you get past that part?
Sure I did. I'm good at those games. I've played Tony Hawk.
Yeah, it's the first time I had the demo, and he came over, and he was like...
When the Tony Hawk Pro Skater demo came out for the PlayStation 1, it came in, like, PlayStation Magazine or whatever, I played the demo for Tony Hawk PlayStation 1 for hours on end. It was one level. And if you go back now, it'd be horrible because you can't do barely any of the tricks, but I played it for hours. I was like, this is the best. It's like skateboarding on a video game, and it worked.
I remember when it came out on the DS, I was like, man, I'm pretty good. I got 250,000. Then I went against Eric, and he gets like a million. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like...
Yes, Eric is ridiculous on Tony Hawk.
Alright, one of the games we're looking forward to.
Crackdown. Same here. Shadowrun. Mass Effect. Sci-fi RPG. By BioWare. Same people who did Knights of the Old Republic, Jade Empire.
It looks good too. Like, there's no fucking HUD. The lip movement on them is really good when
they've mashed it up and they've made it a lot more interactive.
And it's some weird thing where, like, you don't select controls. You do something with the controllers to make the guy's facial expressions or something. And
I'm not sure about that.
That's how he responds or something.
I know that if they prompt you to say something and you take too long, like, usually the people you're talking to get pissed off. They're like, what are you doing?
No, you need. Well, okay, Zelda already came out, so it's probably gonna be like 6 years before Nintendo gets off their high and makes another one. It takes forever. Yeah, Mario Galaxy comes out this year. It's gonna be awesome because they've never made a game with Mario, like a main Mario game.
Games you're looking forward to that don't have Mario, Zelda, Castlevania, Metroid in the name?
Yeah, Mega Man 6.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go over.
They already passed Mega Man 6.
Yeah, long ago.
Mega Man 10 was on the Super Nintendo.
Why do I have the reason?
The reason
I bought the Nintendo is because Nintendo was the best game developer there is. Point blank period. So
point blank.
We let him answer the question.
Mario Galaxy is probably going to be one of the best games ever made. Maybe I'm going to go so far as to say a game that never blew the doors off of anything else. Smash Brothers Brawl, obviously, because, you know, you don't like the last Smash Brothers because you only played it once.
I played it several times with Sean, and it's playing against somebody who likes to just tear you up.
If you play against somebody who knows what they're doing, it's not fair, because that game is like, you can instantly pick up and play it. But
he's like, I'm going to pick the best guy because he can do everything. You get this guy who sucks.
No. all the characters are balanced pretty evenly also in that game, which is what makes it good, depending on who you care to get good with. But that game is awesome because it's like...
You smash buttons.
Anybody can play at the start, but if you play it a lot, you'll beat the crap out of people who don't play it.
It's true, I played once against Eric. He destroyed me.
What else? That wasn't fun. Metroid, I'm not looking forward to Metroid as much as a lot of people who like Nintendo, because I just am not a fan of, like, I have to go backwards somewhere.
It was like that on the DS, you know, I gave up on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how all Metroid games are. You always have to backtrack, and, like, that's why I like what you're calling the Japanese style of game, where you have to go in a certain direction. Linear. I like that, because I was like, and even though Metroid is kind of linear in that you have to do things in a certain order, it's still backtracking, so I'm not a big fan.
Eric says he's been there, he's done it, move on.
Yes, and, what else? Italian Wars is gonna have online, so that'll be awesome. You'll be able to, like, team up, and, like, somebody else can be in your group, or, like, you can go against other people over the internet and do this battling, so that'll be fun. There's another, I'm leaving out a big one, and I don't know what.
Now I feel bad.
You can still look forward to it next time.
I'm looking forward to Guitar Hero and Crackdown. Halo 3 beta.
And Halo as well. 3. Halo Wars. Did you hear it might be coming out in November?
Really?
There was a supposed leak of the date.
Makes sense since they all come out in November.
What is it?
Halo. Halo 3.
Is it not going to come out in November? Like, what? If it doesn't come out in November, they shouldn't even come out with it this year.
Yeah. Zelda on the DS. When the hell is that coming out?
Oh yeah, that'll be fun.
It's like, it looks like a great fucking game, and it's like, yeah, let's take her.
It's like Zelda games take forever for them to do, but that's why they're always good.
They quality, not quantity. Everything.
And I was looking forward to that game for the PlayStation 3 called Lair, where you, like, fly dragons and shit. And then I saw this guy playing it, like a demo, like
does
on YouTube.
Does he use the six axis?
I think it does, but it wasn't that. It was just like, it's like in Lost Planet.
I'll bring back to Lost Planet if it sucks.
Where, like, you have all these fucking creatures and they don't do shit. Like, I melee those fucking bugs because they don't ever attack me. They just turn into, like, this flower, and I'm like, shut up.
They shoot stuff on their head when they do that.
When? How long does it take
They're
them?
They're very slow at it.
And then those flying things, they hardly ever attack me, and that's what this game looked like. It looked like I had a bunch of enemies that you barely have to do anything to kill.
So I was kind of disappointed when I saw the video. I was like, it looked like shitty AI. So you just told us in the section, games we were looking forward to, a game you're not looking forward
looking,
to.
was looking forward to.
How long is this podcast?
So far we are running at 58 minutes, so we'll wrap it up.
So are people going to actually listen this long?
I listen.
Is this something that happens to people who work in an office? They have time to listen to this.
Alright, rant about whatever.
I'm ranting about podcasts.
How touche.
I rant about players who drop out of games. Just finish the goddamn game.
Yep.
And the cross-platform with Vista.
The whole 2008 thing? Yeah. You have stuff in your notes you don't even know what you're talking about?
Wow, the effective notes.
Oh, apparently Zune's gonna be working with Vista and Xbox 360, but it's gonna be
Zune
the next
is the iPod that Microsoft made,
so you can work top to each other.
Yeah, I'm gonna squirt this in here. Zune. And you guys got any rants?
Yeah, make it quick. Playing with girls online.
What's wrong with playing with girls?
I don't have a problem with playing with them online.
It's I just can't use cunt.
No, it's how other people react. Like, I think it's funny because whenever we're playing, every once in a while there'll be somebody who points out specifically that they're a girl, and then you always say, "Oh, I thought you were 6 years old."
I've said that too, because I'd be like, I thought you were just a 12-year-old boy. But damn.
He said you specifically.
Yes, I said you. Say
I. I thought you just meant in general.
No, you. When we played with that girl the other week, and she's like, these guys aren't talking to me. I'm a girl, blah, blah, blah. And you were like, oh, I thought you were 12.
Because she sounds like all the 12-year-old kids who everybody always does the voice like, hey, guys. That's always
the problem I have, though, is that some of the other people who are playing, when they find out, oh, there's a girl, then spend time trying to talk to them.
Start macking.
Instead of playing the game. There are girls in the world, people. You can talk to them anytime. I like playing with girls fine. That doesn't mean stop playing the game so you can talk to the girl. It's actually playing a game.
If it was Halo, you could hump their faces. Get off that one. By the way, the X button on Halo 3, custom humps. Custom tea bags, that's what it's going to be.
And what is the X button? Like the regular X button?
Yeah.
The blue one or whatever the hell color it is?
For some reason, they're making it secret. I'm sorry.
What did it normally do?
See, I don't really
reload.
Pay attention to a lot of stuff with the Halo 3 because it's always like, it's a secret.
Yeah, that's
like,
all it is.
I'm just like, I don't care. I'll find out when it comes out.
They trademarked secret, I think.
Also, another one of my rants is, why do most games that are based on movies suck?
Then Eric already bring it up.
No, you brought it up.
Yeah, something about it.
Because, I don't know. I mean, there's
because they're just out to make the money from the license of the name.
Well, I think they could be good, but it's
there's some that are good.
Yeah, it could be. It's like, The Matrix could have been good games, but they got fucking Atari to build them and Shiny. They just turned out to be horrible.
Yeah,
if Capcom built Matrix, that would have been good, because those fucking things in Lost Planet look like they could have been the...
You've been bitching about Lost Planet all the time!
And the people who did Crackdown made Matrix, it could be good.
Yeah, it's just the people rush to make it and they try to make money from it.
Like, there's some that are good, like the Riddick game was good, but that's because it wasn't based on anything in the movies. They didn't say. But I think that's my main problem, is if it's following the plot of the movie, just like linear, like, alright, in the movie they did this, then they did this, you have to do this, then you have to do this. That's stupid.
Oh, I wasn't recording this whole time. No, I'm kidding.
I can see the number of movements.
That's it?
That's enough.
You got some there?
It doesn't seem big enough.
That is my problem. Why do people...
Sorry, there's these other consoles.
Why do people who like the 360 or the PlayStation 3 have to just say, like, Nintendo blows, blah, blah, blah?
I never say Nintendo blows.
Like I said, I played Gears of War for 10 hours with Andy. I thought it was pretty fun. Like,
no, you rag on Gears of War all the time.
He doesn't like the multiplayer. He likes the single player.
And there's things about that game, like, everybody can say it's so awesome, but there's so many things about that game that are not perfect. Why do your characters split up to go to the same fucking place?
That's true. It's horrible.
That's retarded. But the game is still fun. Like, I like Tony Hawk. The graphics are awesome. I mean, sure, I'd say I think it's slow, but I think, like, I'd like to have a PlayStation 3 or an Xbox to play that game, because I think it's fun. Like, Metal Gear, when that comes out, it's going to be awesome. Like, I would like to play a lot of those games, but everybody's like, oh, Nintendo, people who like Nintendo are stupid, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, if you don't want to play Mario, that's fine. I don't know why you have to say the system sucks.
No, nobody says the system sucks.
People do say that.
It's the fanboys that drive me nuts, because they're turning into, like, Mac users.
But there's fanboys for, like, the Xbox has their fanboys who badmouth the PlayStation 3.
But they're not
blah,
as bad
blah.
As the Wii Nintendo people.
Oh, they're not as bad. No,
they're all bad. All fanboys
are
bad.
They're all bad.
But if you go
out there, you're a fanboy for a movie, a TV show. If you're a fanboy for anything, you're bad.
And if I have to defend, and I'll defend Nintendo, the majority of people who are Nintendo fanboys, even if they spit retarded lies about the other consoles, normally aren't as vulgar. Every time I see something bad about Nintendo, it's like, Nintendo sucks fucking fat nuts, you queer ass stag. It's like, Jesus Christ.
What site do you go to?
Problem.
The KKK site of anti-gay Nintendo people.
I see comments like that on Engadget. Like, this isn't even like a gaming website.
I think all the systems have their good points, but yeah, I do sometimes defend 360 more than maybe it needs to be.
I defend games.
I like
more
to rip
than
on
anything.
The Nintendo just to make Eric mad.
I defend games more than I do the consoles, because who cares what console it's on? I mean, it does kind of matter if you did look like at Xbox and then the GameCube look at Splinter Cell, but shit, Splinter Cell is so fun on the fucking GameCube, so who cares? Right, that's all I got. Want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Shout out to Ashley. Hey Ashley.
I'm also going to shout out to Ashley. Hey Josh's wife. Also, I'd like to say. Happy early birthday to
Eric. Happy birthday, Eric.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll give a shout out to Ash.
You Nintendo fanboy bastard.
Eric,
Nintendo
awesome.
Sucks at fucking cock.
Wowza!
I'm just gonna pick the outro music because Eric didn't. He was late.
I don't have any TV.
I told you.
I don't wanna. I don't even wanna be here.
So I'm gonna do Kiss the Skulls by Danzig. It's playing right now. Yeah, we just can't hear it. So put it in there. Alright, but this
technology is crazy.
It's a XYVA podcast.
Exit.
Every 2 weeks. Next time we'll have Charlie and Grant on here. Maybe bring in Ashton. Yes. Alright, that's it.
You guys got anything? Peace out, yo. It's 2007. Nintendo living in the past.
Yeah, gotta go check that weather channel, because that should be good stuff.